filling station. And that didn't give me no time. I went to the highway patrol. I had time then, but I wanted to wait.
Mm-hmm.
But all the time, I put up 17 years out there. And all the time that I worked there, at 5 o'clock, 15 minutes after 5,
yeah.
I was in somebody's yard.
Okay.
Working until dark.
Yeah.
And that told me to work on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah. You'd have time to fish.
Doing extra work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then, I promised the Lord that when I retired, wouldn't be no more Sunday work. And when I retired in 72, I ain't worked on Sunday since.
Oh, that's great. Mm. I think the Lord honors that when you do that.
That's true.
Yeah. I think He honors that.
And when I being retired to where I could work, I wasn't doing nothing. I just wanted to work.
Was Captain Coulson, was he out there? How about Charles Strickland? Was he out? You remember Charles Strickland?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to be friends with him for a while. He moved away though. I can't remember. I think he's moved back here now. He got married and divorced and married and divorced, and he had a motorcycle for a while right after he retired from patrol.
Yeah.
I rode with him a little bit. But he made lieutenant, I think, and they moved him down to downstate, down on the East Coast, and he might have made, I don't think he ever made captain. He might have.
I know a lot of them at all over the state, because the way I was working was the trooper's headquarters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they'd come in from all over Florida in.
What about Kirk Patrick? Do you know him here?
Mm-hmm.
Kirk Patrick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to go to church with him.
Yeah.
He refereed basketball on the side.
So they'd come in, put the offer, and they got to know me. I come in contact with a lot of them. I really enjoyed working out there.
I bet that was a good bunch of folks for the most part, wasn't it?
See, I was by myself.
Yeah.
And both, Captain Coulson told me when I went there what I had to do. And he said, other than the colonel, the high men, the concussion, I'm going to read. He said, they tell me something to do, don't come to him, just go on and do it. He said, but if any of the rest of them give you order to do, do something, you let me know.
Just send them to me.
Yeah. And so none of them never did tell me to do, do nothing. I'd done the work he told me to do.
Right.
I'd asked him a lot of times, come, come, what about let's do songs? So you know what to do. He wouldn't tell me nothing to do.
He just let you do it.
Yeah,
he figured if it needed to be doing, you'd do it.
He told me to start with what all I had to do.
Uh-huh.
Keep the place, this and that. Well, that was plain as day.
Yeah.
Didn't have no business asking. But I'd do it anyhow, Then I'd go ahead and do something that I thought would need to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And satisfaction with him.
When you retired, you and your son Lauren would paint houses for people?
Oh, yeah. I went into it then, sure.
Okay, you learned how to paint well.
Yeah, and he could paint.
Uh-huh.
Learned him. Of course, he learned painting in school.
Okay.
Pretty well.
Mm-hmm. But he moved back to Tallahassee after he lived in Jacksonville. Is that right?
This is my son.
Yeah, no, it's Lauren.
Yeah.
He passed.
Yeah.
About 20 years ago, whenever it was.
Yeah.
But I thought didn't he live in Jacksonville and then he moved back here?
No.
No, he never lived in Jacksonville.
Atlantic City.
Atlantic, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He'd been married 5 times.
He had a bad time with women, didn't he?
He went back and married.